is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're gonna get funky. 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 Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, clap.
This is the 21st show. I'm Reginald Hardwick, sitting for Brian Mackey. You know the song and the steps, but do you know the man behind it? William DJ Casper Perry Jr. is the man behind the Casper Slide, or better known as the Cha-Cha Slide. He wrote the song in the late 1990s, which went on to become an international sensation that is still played to this day at every kind of event. Gathering, celebration, we're talking about weddings, anniversaries, anything you can think of. Anyone young and old are able to enjoy the song thanks to the simple dance steps that accompany the song. The Cha-Cha Slide remains DJ Casper's biggest legacy, even has its own SNL sketch.
Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Now shoot them dice. Now roll them 70s. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it up.
Shoot them dice. Is this the radio edit or the club edit?
This is the club remix, the 12-inch.
And stir them grits. Serve up one time. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it up.
So funny, but his career spanned even further. He toured with James Brown and had a long career in radio at WVAZ V103 in Chicago. And he had his own web-based radio station, Casper Classic Radio. Well, sadly, DJ Casper died earlier this month from liver and kidney cancers. He was 58 years old, and services are tomorrow in Chicago. Joining me now to remember his life and legacy are Max Myrick and Derek Brown. Max is currently the general manager of the D.C. Office of Cable, Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment. And Derek is currently the vice president of urban programming in the Chicago region for iHeartMedia. They both previously worked at V103. The home of Chicago's R&B hits. And Max and Derek, welcome to the 21st show.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
And if you did the Cha-Cha Slide at a wedding, you can join the conversation. Or if you have fond memories of DJ Casper, call us at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. You can also drop us an email at talk@21stshow.org. Again, talk@21stshow.org. Let's start with how you both knew Casper. Max, I'll start with you.
Well, I first met him when I was at V103 in Chicago, as you mentioned. Chicago has a dance called stepping, which is indigenous to Chicago. It's like black ballroom dancing. And we used to have the world's largest steppers contest every year at various venues. And Casper was always entering the contest and winning in the freestyle category. So every year when the Taste of Chicago would happen, we'd invite him out and he would give demonstrations of his various line dances on our stage. And so we got a chance to see the early example of the Cha-Cha Slide before he did the video and before it became a national and worldwide phenomenon.
Derek, same question to you. How did you know Casper? Okay. Well, Max, I'll come back to you. We'll reconnect with Casper a little bit later. But let's talk about the origins of the song. If you listen to the version that everyone knows, he states, this is the Casper Slide Part 2. So that means there is a Part 1. Let's take a listen to the original version, a.k.a. Part 1.
This is the Casper Slide, y'all, for the new millennium. We finna get busy. Come on up here, Chi-Town. Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, come on, y'all. Clap it up. Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Okay, now, everybody hold your right hand in the air. Get them up, get them up. Your other right, your other right. Okay, because that's the way we're going. Here we go, here we go, here we go, y'all. To the right, to the left, take it back. One hop, right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn It Out.
So, Max, I'll ask you, where did the idea from the song come from?
I don't know where he got the idea for the song. I just remember him demonstrating it for us at the Taste of Chicago. You know, line dancing has been a part of our culture for years. I mean, going all the way back to the 40s, 50s, there was the Madison, 70s was the bus stop. And then Casper came out with his song in the 90s, late 90s. And it's his song sort of unified line dancing, because every city had their own version of line dancing, but different songs. His song unified that. So everybody around the country danced to that one song.
Do you remember how impactful, you know, and, you know, when did you realize that, you know, you had something here, or he had something that everyone was doing, both in Chicago and then nationwide or internationally?
Well, of course, we saw it happen in Chicago. You know, it was getting airplay on both stations, actually. But then, you know, as time went on, you heard it at parties. You heard it, you know, getting played around the country. You saw it climbing the charts. So, you know, that you knew he had something.
Derek, I understand you've rejoined us now, and we just played kind of the version one of the Cha-Cha Slide. Do you know where the idea for the song came from?
You know, I don't have a clue. I was actually programming in Miami at the time, and I just saw this huge record break out of Chicago, and before you knew it, it was a smash all around the country, and then progressed across the pond. It became a number one hit over there. But Casper, I've always known him to be a creative person. He would just come with some off-the-wall ideas, and you know what? They would always work, because he had his finger on the pulse of everything that was not only happening in the line dance community, but the steppers community. He was just a savant when it came to entertainment.
We're talking with Derek Brown and Max Myrick about William DJ Casper Perry Jr., the man behind the Casper Slide, or better known as the Cha-Cha Slide. Unfortunately, we lost DJ Casper earlier this month from liver and kidney cancers at the age of 58 years old, and services are tomorrow in Chicago. Derek, what did you think when you heard the finalized version of the Cha-Cha Slide?
You know, when the record first came out, you know, I thought it was good. But, you know, you have some folks who will take their idea and just put it on another level. And when part two came out, it's like, okay, yeah, this thing has really solidified its place in music history. And it's interesting when you played the Saturday Night Live bit, you've made it when they've created a Saturday Night Live sketch out of something that you put together.
And we've linked to different videos, versions of Cha-Cha Slide at 21stshow.org, and also the SNL bit there. Yes. Max, same question to you. What did you think about the finalized version?
Oh, I mean, like Derek, I loved it. I mean, it was, he just took it to another level, really.
The Cha-Cha Slide took inspiration from other songs, such as The Bus Stop, featuring Charlie Green. I think we have a cut of that, so let's take a listen.
Clap, Charlie Green wants to know, how low can you go? How low can you go? Can you go down low? All the way to the floor? How low can you go?
Moving to the right, y'all. Moving to the left. Stay on it, stay on it. The party's on the dance floor.
So Max or Derek, you know, what can you say about how the Cha-Cha Slide was inspired by, like, the bus stop and other line dances?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, line dancing has been a part of our culture for a long time. You just play the bus stop. There was the Madison time with Bray Bryant back in the 50s that kind of broke out of Philadelphia. And every city, as I mentioned, had its own version. But his song was something that every market and could relate to. and dance to. I just, you know, it was great to see.
You know, the interesting thing about line dancing, and with many of the songs, especially Charlie Green, because that was the one I remember, the Madison Time, my dad would tell me about. That was one of my grandfather's favorite songs. But the instructions are given as you dance, and that's what makes it really simple and user-friendly for dancers. So that was true for Madison Time, that was true for Charlie Green and Bus Stop, and even for the Cha-Cha Slide, and then for artists that came after Casper, like Cupid and the Cupid Shuffle and VIC and Wobble. Everything is there for you just to get on the dance floor and put it all together.
And by the way, we have those queued up as well. Let's take a listen to the Wobble and the Cupid Shuffle, which are also played a lot.
Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble baby, wobble, yeah.
You know, I was talking to our producer, Jose Zepeda, about this, and he's like, every wedding he's gone to has played all three of these songs. I would say the same thing, also the Electric Slide. You know, where do you all hear these songs, you know, when you go to events?
Weddings, nightclubs, sporting events, everywhere.
Standard unions.
Definitely the reunions, the cookouts.
And Max, how do you feel that V103 played a significant role in popularizing the song, the Cha-Cha Slide?
Well, I think we just gave, you know, it's Chicago's a big market, and when somebody a radio station plays a song in Chicago, it influences other stations around the country, and we gave him a platform to make that happen, to reach people, to see if it would be successful. And, you know, it's nothing greater than being successful in your hometown.
Is there something that we know Casper from the music? Derek, is there anything that people perhaps don't know, that the public persona, you know, that we might have not known, that kind of more private?
I would say with Casper, he just had a tremendous work ethic. So despite his illness, he just really kept pushing on, no matter what it was. I think what some people may not remember about Casper, he was also a playwright. He had a couple of productions that were performed at the Harold Washington Cultural Center the last few years. So again, like I said, despite how he felt, he just kept pushing forward.
Interesting. And Max, anything that you can remember?
Well, he was, of course, a great dancer, but just a really, really nice guy. Very accessible and very, you know, very forthright, very honest. I just ran across a voicemail from him yesterday on my phone, which I'm still reluctant to erase. We were trying to put something together in April. So yeah, he was just a really nice guy. That's the thing that I remember the most about him. He's just a really good guy.
Well, we want to thank.
And I'd also say.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'd also say he was a perfectionist. So anything he touched, it had to be just right. And he wouldn't stop until he was totally satisfied about what he was doing. And as I stated earlier, I mean, he was just such a creative thinker. You may not have gotten it the first time, but after just speaking to him and him just laying out what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do it, it's like, you know what? You got to let him do his thing. And he never disappointed.
All right. Well, thank you, Max Myrick and Derek Brown, who worked with William DJ Casper Perry Jr., the man behind the Cha-Cha Slide. I want to thank you for joining us and Casper will be laid to rest tomorrow in Chicago. And that does it for us for the 21st from Illinois Public Media. Of course, we're going to go out on the Cha-Cha Slide now. And thank you for joining us. Left foot, let's start. Right foot again. Left foot again. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Freeze! Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can you go?